It is not a simple matter to relax. It is one of the most complex phenomena possible. Because all that we are taught is tension, anxiety, anguish. Seriousness is the very core the society is built around. Playfulness is for small children, not for grown-up people. And I am teaching you again to be children, again to be playful. It is a quantum leap, a jump, but it takes time to understand.
The child never dies in anyone. It is not that the child dies when you grow. The child remains. Everything that you have been is still within you and will remain within you until your very last breath. But the society is always afraid of non-serious people. Non-serious people will not be ready to go after money, after ambition, after politics. They would rather like to enjoy existence. But enjoying existence cannot bring you prestige, cannot make you powerful, cannot fulfill your ego. And the whole world of man has been going around the idea of the ego. Playfulness is against your ego. You can try it and see. Just play with children and you will find your ego is disappearing. You will find that you have become again a child. So it is not only true about you, it is true about everyone. Because your child has been repressed, you will repress your children. Nobody allows their children to dance and to sing and to shout and to jump. For trivial things, that perhaps something may be broken, perhaps they may get their clothes wet in the rain if they run out. For these small things, a great spiritual quality, playfulness, is completely destroyed. The obedient child is praised by the parents, by the teachers, by everybody. And the playful child is condemned. His playfulness may be absolutely harmless, but he is condemned because there is potentially a danger of a rebellion. If the child goes on growing with full freedom about playfulness, he will turn out to be a rebel. He will not be easy to be enslaved. He will not be easy to put into the armies to destroy people or to be destroyed himself. The rebellious child will turn out into a rebellious youth. Then you cannot force marriage. Then you cannot force a particular job. Then the unfulfilled desires and longings of the parents cannot be forced on the child that he should fulfill them. The rebellious youth will go its own way. He will live his life according to his own innermost desires, not according to somebody else's ideals. The rebel is basically natural. The obedient child is almost dead. Hence the parents are very happy. Because he is always in control. Man is strangely sick. He wants to control people and he wants himself to be controlled too. Because in being controlled, you are no more responsible. And in controlling people, your ego is fulfilled. You are somebody special. Because of all these reasons, playfulness is from the very beginning stifled, crippled, crushed.